And one thing I try to learn is to gain what is sati.
So what about the Buddha's teaching about sati?
To practice.
No, he didn't say that at all.
So what did he say to be?
A reality, a conditioned reality, not self. Whatever arises is conditioned and then falls away instantly. This is his teaching.
So that's the part of the mindfulness?
What is mindfulness again?
It's just to understand that what is the condition.
Understand what? Arise. Understand what?
Whatever happens.
Now.
Present moment.
What is it?
It is.
What is this present moment?
The present moment, whatever that happens.
Now, just now.
You mean now?
Yes. We don't talk about the past and the future at all. That cannot be known. But what can be known is now, at this very moment.
Yes.
So, what is this moment? Is there anything in it? Or nothing now? Or what is there now? This is the teachings of the Buddha. If Buddha is one's refuge, there's only one way. Study his teachings carefully until it's one's own right understanding of whatever appears.
The reason we don't really see the present moment now, whatever appears, because we have so much ignorance, and also we don't study enough, we don't listen enough, or a combination of many things.
Do not understand the word of the teaching, like Dhamma.
To start with.
Any word should be studied carefully. It will bring more and more understanding, because he taught about whatever is real at any time.
Seems very easy though, but it's not. I mean, seeing, hearing, every day, every moment, you know,
it can be easy.
Well, I mean, it seems to be. Sometimes, I mean, you talk to everybody, you know.
Easy to see, but not to understand.
Yes, that's right.
So now, this, no more. Oh, what is that? The Pathavi Gassina, beginning to understand what is it, what for, and why is the object of samatha. Only when there is understanding.
Yeah, that's a very good explanation.
Not just anyone, just look at it and want to have the nimitta of it and take it for all its
gone. After one day or this. But how do they make it standing ground all the time? Do I have any engine to this casino, the disc?
Just one casino.
Yeah, but it turns like...
No.
Oh, no.
No. Not
that's
at
not
all.
Invention.
Okay. Well, it's just all the time.
No.
Must be very tired. Turn around all day.
That's what it's like this.
Akusala. From where? It's not from Visuddhimagga. Turning around the disc?
No, I just imagined that. I thought because it's circled, so it must run.
No.
That's just, I thought like this, yeah.
It's just like a reminder, so that even when their eyes are closed, there can be the nimitta, or the reminder of that Patawi Dhatu. So at any time it can be a condition for wise reflection and calm. But only if there is the understanding in the first place of Patawi and how it can condition calm.
I would not like to just close my eyes and see a plate or something, you know. I would not like...
I prefer the beautiful woman side.
Depends on who for whom.
I have a question on Vipassana. Ajahn, because I was wondering about 22 faculties, isn't it? Indriyas. And is this something like Sanya Indriya?
Is it like this, something like the faculty of Sanya?
You are talking about Vipassana?
Yeah, Vipassana. Yeah.
What is that?
Vipassana. Yes. I mean the 22 faculties, Indriyas.
Yeah, okay. Not all of them are Vipassana.
No. I mean just there are 22 faculties. I don't mean who are like Panya or... I mean just there are 22. I don't remember them all. And if there is Sanya, that is also a faculty, or it's not a faculty, a Sanya.
Sanya? Indriya?
Yeah.
No?
No.
No.
Okay, but why? Now why?
How many?
22.
Okay, what is one by one?
For example, 5 Pasadarupas.
Okay, 5. Not Sanya.
Yes, okay. And then it's a Panya.
5 Vedanas.
5 Vedanas?
Okay, 10. Not Sanya.
Yes, 5 Vedanas. Mm-hmm. No, Vedana Indriya.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So Manas Indriya.
Mana, yeah.
Upekindriya.
Upekindriya.
Yeah, Tukindriya, Sukindriya.
Okay.
Upekindriya.
And Satindriya.
Yes.
Virya also.
5.
Sada.
Sati.
Sati.
Virya.
Virya.
Samadhi. Panya.
Panya, 5.
Okay.
And next.
Chivitindriya.
That's all?
22. Yes.
So my question is, why Sanya is not the Indriya? Because we talked.
Why it is?
Sanya is Indriya or not?
No. That's if you why. Say why, then why? The question is why is
why it?
Why should it be?
Because we talk about Sanya Vipalasa. That Sanya is all the time, very powerful. And my question. Why it's not San Indriya?
Ask the Buddha.
Yeah, but I would like to...
Excuse me. What is Indriya?
Faculty or power. Faculty.
One by one, we have... We have enough to say. Okay, the first one.
The 5...
Pasada. Why they are Indriya?
Because of them we see. We can see because these 5.
Mm-hmm.
They support the
experience.
Yeah. And Sanya arises with each moment.
Yes.
Not like the Pasada Rupa.
Yes.
Not like moment of Satta, Virya, Sti, Samadhi, Panya. When it is aware, when they are aware, at moment of understanding reality as not self. Because you see that now there is Sada, but it's not Satindriya. There is Sati at moment of understanding, but it's not Satindriya. So we have to know that at what moment they are Indriya, at moment of being Satipatthana only. It's like Sankhara, Akusala Kamma, they are akusala citta, but not all akusala citta are akusala kamma. So not all satta are satindriya.
Yes, and there is man indriya,
the
citta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6.
Then why it's not san indriya?
Again.
Because
why?
Mano, the citta, then... Why it's not Sanya also?
So why not Parsa?
Because, for example, we got Citta Vipalasa and Sanya Vipalasa. We talk a lot about the Citta is that what also deceives. So
But it seems it has no power.
And what about titi vipalasa? Why it's not indriya? And what about sanya and citta? See? No, that is your thought.
Yes.
Yeah. But the reality has to be as it is. Sanya is sanya.
Yeah, that's why asking cause to clear okay. The indriya.
Okay. We don't have to use the indriya. But what about the anatta sanya?
Anatta sanya.
See? Different words for different reality. Taught by Buddha. Because sanya remembers, so that are atta sanya and anatta sanya. See, they are different. You'd like it to be indriya, both, or what? Or one, or what? Sanya is just sanya. It arises with panya or akusala. At this moment, what is indriya? Why?
Manindriya.
Yeah.
Because there is a moment of experience, and it's somehow different than just moment.
It's the chief.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Without it, cetasikas cannot arise. Even they arise together, but this one is the manindriya. At the moment when it arises, it experiences, like now. Passa just contact, vedana just feel, and sanya just remember, but citta is that which experiences the object. So it's manindriya.
Without Jivitindriya, no life, is this
thing. And Vedana is so important in one's life. So it's Indriya. Even there is sanya now, but at moment of experiencing an object, no one knows about sanya. So it's not indriya. But when vedana is so strong, see, it's indriya. No one think about citta as manindriya at all at that moment. Its characteristic is like that, that it can be indriya. That's why all kinds of vedanas are indriya.
Only when they are strong?
Only when it dominates other.
When it dominates.
Yeah.
One vedana or three vedana indriya?
Each
one is different.
When it appears as indriya. For now, ubekha does not appear as indriya, but manindriya, citta, experiences it. But at moment when dukkha arises, the bodily dukkha, it dominates because other realities do not appear. Only the dukkha.
Dominasa,
mm-hmm.
Stronger version,
yeah.
Dominasa dominates,
and
it's
just obsessed by the
dominasa. Mm-hmm. So it's indriya. And it says Vedana indriya or Sukha indriya?
Sukhindriya, the combination of Sukha and indriya. So it is Sukhindriya, Tukhindriya, Upekhindriya,
okay.
Somasin.
All five.
All five. Domanasi, irunya.
And in the Satipatthana Sutta, Vedanupassana, those are mentioned there. Vedanupassana.
Domanasinsi.
Domanasana.
All three.
All three?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this three classified five, it's five.
Excuse me. Vedana, Upasana, Satipatthana.
Yes.
So all kinds of Vedana
all
can
kinds.
Be object of right understanding.
Okay.
Otherwise, there is self at that moment when it's not known.
Because sometimes I think they will say like Dukkha Vedana and Sukha Vedana.
No Upekha Vedana?
And Upekha Vedana.
Yeah.
But itself there is no, it says Domanasa and Samanasa separately. And I was wondering why that's like this.
So you mean that it shouldn't be known? So you think that it shouldn't be known?
No, because I've got some kind of previous experience, like some meditation teacher told that it's only dukkha and sukha bodily. That's just a pleasant experience.
Shouldn't
and
be known. They should be known too, no matter somanasa or tomanasa.
Because, yeah, it was told that he told that it's dukkha and sukha only.
But includes
only, yeah, no mental.
Yeah.
And it's really confusing after some time. Because
understanding is the best thing. Yeah. Otherwise, it seems like it shouldn't be known that strong.
It's, yeah, when it was explained like dukkha and sukha, then when I have domanasa, I thought, oh, something is wrong. You know, because it's not the dhamma is dhamma, basically. No.
So one has to know why. Sometimes three, sometimes six, and sometimes nine.
Okay, in general.
It does mean that only three or only six. It depends on the way he taught. So how many hetus are there? How many hetus? Are there?
Six.
Six?
Six?
Or nine?
Nine.
See?
Six or nine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And three are good and three are bad. And one is avyakata.
Now what?
And now it's of course Mahijavasa akusala.
When there's no awareness, it's not directly understood.
So, but that's why we listen Dhamma.
And know the difference between moment without awareness and with awareness. No self. Panya is there. So it's the development of panya all the way. Without panya, it's impossible to understand any reality right now.